welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. If you're a new listener, we welcome you and are so glad you joined us and pray that the Lord will bless you and open your heart to receive whatever truths, whatever spiritual principles, whatever encouragement or inspiration He would give to your heart today in the name of Jesus. Praise God. And as always, I'm in prayer before coming on the broadcast, and I was asking the Lord what He would have me share, but I had a, I can't find the right adjective to use, so just let me share with you. How can we make the enemy really upset? And I don't mean going out, you know, taunting him or, you know, inviting him to just get, you know, just come on, devil. I've actually heard a pastor do that on a platform. And it's like, oh, I don't know if I'd want to do that. But beloved, what I want to say is if we could get to a place in the spirit, in our faith, that no matter what goes on, we can say it is a good day in Jesus. Yes, do all that we are to do as far as what the Word says, spiritual warfare, but to so confound and so dismay and so disgruntle the enemy that no matter what he brings, there's some days it's like, can you know, could we just start this all over again? That you can see as you praise God, as you are submitted to God, as you see with the eye of faith, regardless of what the obstacles are, regardless of what those mountains may be that loom before you, you can say with an assurance and with a conviction that your God is able. My God is able. I had a situation recently. I was washing windows and fighting with screens to put them back in. And I was very, very tired. I've been on my feet all day. And I mean, this one screen was just absolutely wedged. And I thought of that scripture. Thank God He always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. I bound the work of the enemy, and what I'd been struggling with all of a sudden just went in really fine. So, beloved, we need to stand on the Word of God more and more, and we have to see things from a spiritual perspective. I do ask the Lord, whenever I share a subject, a message, a scripture, it is to bring us into a higher place in Christ, a deeper depth in the Lord, where we can allow the Holy Spirit to so change and so transform us. And as I was praying about what God would have me bring this week, this next week, beloved, I don't have to tell you, we're living in very critical times. What can I say to encourage your heart? Because not only are we in a place of national crisis and need to be praying as never before for this nation, for our leaders, for God's will, for the power of God to be revealed, for the revival to begin. First of all, it's got to start in the heart of God's people. Beloved, it's not going to fall out there on the streets until the church is quickened and made alive by the power of God. How do we get there? 2 Chronicles 7:14. My people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face. Then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin and heal their land. Beloved, if you have a burden to see healing in this nation, now is the time to not only pray in turn behalf of the nation, in behalf of our leaders and those God who is going to, who He will place in a position of leadership and authority, but also It's a time for us to examine ourselves and to see that in many of you listening, I mean, God's let me know, you are in spiritual crisis right now. You're not satisfied with where you're at. You've been just crying out to God. You feel like you're just in a quagmire. You're not moving. You're not going forward. A spiritual quicksand. And the Lord is wanting us to come before Him with a tenacity, with a perseverance, with an anointing. It says in Job, concerning the works of my hands, command ye me. My goodness sakes, can we be in a place that we know we're walking with God and that we can call out to God in behalf of our world, in behalf of the nations of the world, in behalf of this nation, in behalf of our loved ones, our family? Beloved, there is such a task before us, and the enemy just wants to put a cloud over our mind, a veil over our eyes, that we don't see spiritual realities, that the time is short. Jesus said back in the day He walked on the face of the earth, don't say we've got 4 months to harvest. The harvest is now. It's already time for the harvest. That was 2,000 years ago. Beloved, now are we ever closer to the return of the Lord? And so as I sought God, I said, Lord, what? I just feel such an urgency in my heart. And I sense many of you do as well. You may feel frustrated. You may be also, going through personally a very, very difficult time. I do know that many UCM partners are going through some extreme difficulties that are trying their faith, their physical strength, mental stamina. And beloved, no matter where we're at, you may be so gripped with fear right now. In fact, let's pray to the Lord. I'm asking the Holy Spirit to have His way. Anyone bound by fear right now, Father, in Jesus' name, I rebuke that spirit of fear in Jesus' name. Satan, it is written, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. And Father, I thank You for the Word of God, which is our shield. It will quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And I thank You, God, as we quote the Word of God, as we stand on the promises of God, as we are submitted to God, the enemy, as we resist the enemy, he will flee from before us. And right now, in the name of Jesus, I command that spirit of fear to go, and a spirit of holy boldness, a spirit of peace, a spirit of faith and trust in God, that your times are in God's hands. Don't you worry about the future. All you can do is surrender to God, trust in God, but you have no control over your next breath. It is a sovereign gift of God. Praise God. And so, beloved, while I have felt a great burden, and I've been praying and seeking God in terms of my own walk with the Lord and in behalf of the partners in our nation, let's see what Scripture has to say. And I said, Lord, what would You have me share? God brought me back to the beginning, to Genesis, and we are going to look at the power of prevailing prayer. And as I mentioned this in the book of Genesis, who may come to mind? Of course, all the patriarchs are there, but what we're going to be looking at is the 28th chapter of Genesis, the 32nd, and this is an episode. Actually, we're going to be looking at a couple places in the life of Jacob, and I'm sure probably most of you are familiar with this story. Jacob wrestling with the angel. Well, most scholars agree that angel is the angel of the Lord, which is the pre-incarnate Christ who would manifest in physical form. That was before He was incarnated in human flesh through the Virgin Mary at that appointed time when He was revealed to Israel over 2,000 years ago. But the point is, you may be familiar with that story. He was in a spiritual crisis, Jacob was. But not only was he in a spiritual crisis, but God was doing a work in him that I know in the spirit He is doing not only in myself, but in many of God's people. I hear the word in the spirit, come up higher. The Lord's calling us to come into the mountain of the Lord. Yeah, it makes me think I've been preaching on Haggai. You know, go to the mountain and get wood. Well, get stones. We were talking about the tabernacle not made with hands, the living stones of God's spiritual body, Christ's spiritual body in the earth. At any rate, if you know that story, what we are experiencing in our own lives. We're all in process. Some are perhaps just in the beginning of this wrestling with God. But there's a transformation, beloved, that will occur in the life of every Christian that will bring them from being a carnal Christian to a spiritual man in Christ, if you will, spiritual son or daughter of God, someone who is led by the Spirit. And God then becomes to them, it's a transformation in the relationship with God. It's not intellectual, it's not just rational. Yes, I'm a Christian, I serve God. It becomes a very personal thing. And after Jacob has, what I'm doing is just hitting some high points before we actually go into detail in terms of the 28th and the 32nd chapter of Genesis. After he wrestled with the angel of the Lord, after his great deliverance, he came to Shalem, a city of Shechem in the land of Canaan, and he built an altar to God, and he called it El Elohi Israel. If you remember, his name would change from, God changed his name from Jacob to Israel, and what that means is the mighty God of Israel. It became his God, not just, you know, we say he's the mighty one of Israel, yes, but that was a personal relationship that Jacob was experiencing. He had a personal crisis, and in that personal crisis, when he was alone with God, when he was wrestling throughout the night, what does that represent? A time of trial and testing. Many of you are going through that right now. He became transformed. Beloved, it's a solemn thing to get into grips with the striving Spirit of God. There's a time God's grace, he's merciful. Sometimes we wonder, God, how long are you going to suffer the wicked to prosper the way they are? He said, my spirit shall not always strive with man. A time is coming when it's going to be everlastingly too late. Beloved, that's why we can't prolong, we can't procrastinate in terms of our own spiritual walk. And it's a time to be diligent, to be as the watchman on the wall, to be able to pray, to understand and discern the times we're living in, and to be all that God would have us be to fulfill his ministry for our life. It's all different. Beloved, only man's tradition has made a difference between the secular and the laity, if you will, the layperson and the clergy. God doesn't see it that way. We are all kings and priests unto our God. Are there teachers? Are there leadership? Of course. If you've listened any length of time, you know my stand on that. But God is calling us to arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord is risen upon us. Well, I better bring this broadcast to a close. I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.